So, Father, I thank you and praise you, Lord. And I thank you for the opportunity to just to look a little bit about the Gospel of John. There's so many things there, but the Gospel of John really gives us an indication of what God has meant for each one of us individually. It is a matter of faith. There's no doubt about that. But I just pray, Lord, that everybody here this morning knows you in a personal and loving way. And sometimes it just takes a recognition to say, Lord, if you're everything that they say that you are, then I want you to come into my life also and to be Lord over it. I don't really know what to say or what to do. It don't have to be a pre-printed prayer someplace. It just has to be something from the heart, like, Lord, I know I'm a sinner and I know I need to have salvation, Lord. Come into my life and be Lord over it. You'll gradually change. You'll gradually understand that you truly do have eternal life. And we pray that if you don't have a home church, that you would consider Bethel as your home church, a good group of people who love the Lord. We're not a perfect church by no means, and what a better place for hypocrites to be is in the church, because we're not perfect. But we have the love of God in our heart and our willingness to serve others. Salty service, if you want to call it, but it is service to others, and we ask that in Jesus' precious name.